Red Stripe Beer, and Sonic Drive-Ins present Bad Radio's Bowling for Spares, Wednesday, July 14th, benefiting Wednesday's Child Benefit Corporation, and live on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is The Hardline here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Are we presenting this under the heading of the pit?
No, we're saving that for tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll do the...
That's good. That means we've got a pit for tomorrow.
That's right. And boy, you guys are going to hate me after we do the pit.
Why?
Even more than you do now.
Why?
I had a run-in with an old person.
Well, doesn't... You just don't like old people, so...
No, you'll understand why.
It's not us that's going to hate you that I'm concerned about. It's the P1 who's going to hate you.
They already hate me, okay?
Yeah, they do.
Don't worry about the coffee in the kitchen, okay?
Well, we pulled off a fun little prank today.
Having fun.
And unfortunately...
We have no evidence of it.
Yeah, except our own little tale, because the mini disc that I had from Big Dick ran out of, the batteries ran out about 30 seconds into the great punchline that Grego delivered. I guess it wasn't really a punchline, but it made the bit for sure. Now, we're going to the All-Star game next week. We leave Monday morning. We're going to go with 20 or so P1s down to Houston, do our show from Irma's Restaurant.
Irma's.
Yes.
Irma's
that
Grill.
Just came in.
Yes.
Irma's Grill.
Irma's Grill, and it's on the corner of Texas and Austin Street, right downtown.
Easy to remember. Irma's Grill, downtown. Edna, not Irma. Irma, not Edna. So, there's been a little bit of talk between us within the show about where we're sitting and how we're going to get credentials, which are media passes for the game, and all that jazz. So, yesterday... Frito, Big Frito comes in, Mark Friedman, Norm's producer.
Frito. Wearing a parka.
Wearing like 3 inches of seal lard. He comes in and tells us, all right, you guys are set. We have two credentials, one for Mike, one for Greg. To which, to be honest with you, was fine with me. I didn't think that we needed a credential. Any of us did. I didn't understand why we needed a credential, because we're going to be down there, and during the we're not going to have time on Monday to go do anything, you know, because we're going to drive in and basically just have to go do our show immediately. So, and then we're going to miss the festivities on Monday, the home run contest and everything.
There are a number of things going on down there where we're going to need to be credentialed. You'll find out when we get down there. Have you ever been to an All-Star game before?
What time is the home run festivities?
It's during the day, isn't it?
Are you sure? I thought that's in the evening.
The home run derby starts probably at 7 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
We'll be able to go to that.
Okay. Well, we don't have tickets. Or do we?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Is that part of the deal?
Yeah. That's the whole package, Holmes.
Okay. All right. Sorry.
So, Nate, Portal.
We have two credentials, according to Frito. Well, we said, well, can't we try to get three?
Quota.
And at least have, you know, one for me in case I want to go down and goof around with some of the players. Sure. So then I go tell Frito about 10 minutes afterwards.
Maybe be the overcursor?
Maybe so. And I tell Frito, I'm like, look, man, don't worry about it. You know, the odds are that you're not going to get anywhere with Major League Baseball, because he already said he had to fight for these two credentials.
Which I don't get.
Well, sometimes it happens that way. I said, but what I would like to do is, because you guys were pretty dead set on having your own credentials, what I would like to do is pull a prank on him and have either you or Kat come in there during our meeting today and say, okay, we got it straight now. We got Corby and Danny credentials, because they could use them more than you guys could, knowing that that would cause a reaction from the Hammer, because the Hammer was pretty adamant on having his own credential yesterday. So I knew if he bought into it, for sure we'd get a rise out of him. So we're talking about when we're going to leave and everything today in our pre-show meeting, and what time we need to get up and be here at the station and meet all the P1s and take the bus down there. And then Kat comes in, and Kat's all teed up on what to say. So Kat walks in, and we're asking him when we need to be up here, and then he goes, oh, by the way, he looks at me and Danny, he's like, you're all set on credentials. You both got them. We're like, okay, cool. And by the way, Danny was in on this too.
Well, I have to act like I wasn't, though.
I thought at that point, I'm like, okay, good. I mean, Major League Baseball did the right thing.
We all got credentials.
They gave everybody credentials.
Which means we can go on the field, right. We can go in the clubhouse.
Right, all of us.
Visit.
So then everything's cool, and then I go, wait a minute, Kat, you mean all four of us have credentials? And he goes, no, just you and Danny. I thought that's what you wanted.
Because he could only get two.
Yeah.
He just got them switched to our name.
Yeah.
Because you got to go down there and show two forms of ID just to get your credentials. I mean, it's a...
Right. Plus your picture is on the credential.
Plus your picture is going to be on the credential.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like the old days where you can just switch them around.
So I was like, oh.
Not what you wanted, was it, Grego?
No. You know what? And I'm gonna defend myself. And I'm sure I look like an ass, but I don't care. This is my favorite event of any sporting event in the world, and I was not going down there and not be credentialed. And you know what? I'm still not.
Hang on.
Under any circumstance whatsoever. And you know what? I really wish that this existed. Because I really wish everybody could hear just how pissed and serious I am about the All-Star game.
He flipped a switch to which...
Before
he flipped, though... I go, okay, well, that's cool. So me and Danny have credentials. Well, we can use them more than you two, right? Trying to egg you guys on. Like, obviously, I need one more than y'all because I'll get stuff done.
Right, he'll actually go do interviews.
Right.
Can you imagine Mike and Greg down there with a mic and a mini disc?
Watch me do interviews.
Now, hang on. So Mike, the whole time, was silent. I don't think he cared one way or the other.
And that's where you're wrong.
Well, I wasn't aiming at him.
Now maybe Reiner wasn't...
He didn't say a word the whole time.
No, he didn't say a word, but I guarantee you, he did not like that. Did you like that, Ryan?
Well, no, but okay. I was just going to let it all play out and see where this went.
Well, I can't do that. That's not how I roll.
So I go, so do you have a problem with that, Grego? To which Grego responded very arrogantly.
Very adamantly.
Yes.
Very adamantly.
Guilty, guilty, guilty.
I will not go down to Houston without a credential, period. End of story.
And I meant it.
To which my little snake head just started bobbing to and fro, so excited knowing that we had that gold right
snake
there. And Reiner's just being silent over there, and then Greg
was... Oh, he's being silent, but he's stewing. I know Reiner been with him.
Were you
years.
Stewing?
Yes, he was stewing. Admit it, Rhines. We're going to go down to the All-Star game, and you're not going to have credentials?
I didn't like that.
Okay.
But again.
Me and Corby do.
Exactly.
What the hell am I going
to
do?
Again, I was just going to let the whole thing play out and see where it wound up and then try to facilitate some sort of agreement.
So when
I was going to be the consensus.
Okay,
builder.
And let me say one thing. I'm being honest about this.
Okay.
It didn't bother me that you were going to have a credential and I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
It was bothering me that I wasn't going to have one, period.
So I go, I wanted to fan the flames even more. I go, well, like, you need one. What are you going to do?
Oh, that was great.
To which?
Genius. Yeah, what are you going to do down there, Hammer?
You're going to go do interviews or something? I need a credential.
I need to be down there.
I want to have a credential for after the game to go down there and talk to, or do whatever. You didn't really say what you were going to do, but you just needed one.
And I do.
You don't need one.
Yes, I do. I need a credential.
For what?
If he says he needs one, he needs one.
All right,
one.
You better come back from vacation. You better come back with loads of audio.
Oh, yeah.
I mean loads of it.
It's not a matter of me going down there and getting audio. It's me of going down there, observing what's going on, seeing what the scene is. That's what I do. But if you... And you know what? I would take a mini disc in there, but the damn thing probably won't work anyway.
Take your Marantz.
Right.
Break that bad boy out.
If I had one, that's what I'd take.
Strap that sucker on.
It'd work.
So, I mean, he's...
At least you'd get something.
He's going on and on and on. And I'm like, well, Mike, what do you think? To which you were kind of like, well, Grego, what do you really need one for? Which pissed him off even further.
No, it didn't piss him off.
Didn't piss me off. Because I knew how Reiner felt about it.
But look, here's where I was coming from. Normally, the way we would probably handle something like this is for you, Cobra,
right.
At least Snake. Anyway, to have a Snake. Credential. And
right.
Go down there and participate in
Cobra.
Your chicanery. You know, I mean, that's the normal way that we would do something like
right.
this. like at the Super Bowl, who goes and does that stuff? Not us.
Yeah, me. But this is baseball.
Not only baseball, this is all-star. But see, that's the way we do everything. And whenever anything happens around here, the way it is with me and Reiner, I'm the one that blows up. I'm the one that makes an ass out of myself, and Reiner just sits there. That's how it works. So it's not like did you get the did you get the exact reaction you wanted?
Oh, I got better. Exact reaction? It was so much
way better.
I mean, could you almost have written this script before it happened?
Yeah, I knew.
Okay.
I knew it was going to happen, but I wanted to hear it. I wanted to hear it out of the hammer's mouth.
I'm very consistent.
You are, and you're very gullible, too.
Yeah. Oh, pranking me. You know, it's like pulling out a shotgun and shooting fish in a barrel. It's not that hard to do.
So Kat's playing along. Kat goes, yeah, Greg, what do you need one for? I need one. And then you reiterated again how you were not going to Houston without a credential.
And you know what? You can write that in stone.
Would you have sat out in front of the bus waving to it as
wouldn't
it drove away?
You would have gone.
No, I wouldn't have.
Greg,
without a credential? No.
You wouldn't have gone?
No. That would be my protest.
But that's part of the package.
Would he have gone?
That's part of the deal that the P1s paid for us to ride on the bus with the hammer.
Well, they wouldn't get it.
You have to give them some money back. How much is the hammer part of the trip worth?
The hammer part?
Yeah.
Oh, they paid $600 a piece to ride with hammer.
Just to ride with hammer?
Uh-huh. Yes, to hang with hammer. Hanging with hammer.
You'd have to refund all that money, all that hammer money.
So then we started talking about how Jeff had to jump through hoops to get the passes changed in the first place. He's like, man, I had to download more pictures and send it to him, and they were going to do this anyway, and, you know, I can't do this again. To which you just sat there and stewed and didn't say a word.
I'd already said enough.
Yeah, you were just silent, staring off into space. And then I pulled up the mini disc. I go, or we could just leave it the way it originally was and play this on the air. To which, again, you didn't laugh. You just stared at the wall
because
and didn't
point,
say a word.
You know what? Because at that point, it still didn't sink in that it was a gag. I mean, I was still thinking.
But what, I need, like, clowns to run out from the bathroom?
At that point, I didn't know. I just knew that I was going to be denied. I just knew I was going to be denied my rightful credential to the All-Star game.
Wow, that's so cocky.
It was cocky,
his
man.
His rightful credential.
You know what? I
like you go every year.
Baseball owes it to
You've
me.
You've been once or twice or something.
I've been to three All-Star games.
Okay, well then it's not your right to have a credential.
Well, if this station is sending a representative,
right,
I'm one of them. That's my rightful. You can think whatever you want, but that's just building up 10 years of credibility right there.
All right, so let's just say that this season is total gold and the Rangers end up going to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And we get sent to Boston.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't get a credential. Will you go? You're gonna get a seat, but you can't get a credential.
Now, idiot,
yeah, I'd probably go.
Now, yes, you would go.
Idiot Mike will have a credential, but you won't.
Right.
Would you still go?
Guarantee you, there's only one person at this station that gets a credential before me for anything baseball.
Ken Roberts?
That's Ryan's. I can take him getting one.
Stop it.
But not another SOB.
Hell.
Well, it was a really classic hammer blow up. And I was so pissed when we didn't have the audio, though.
Well, that ought to be a lesson to you.
What?
This is a good lesson.
And, man,
don't rely on those tired mini disc.
It would have been more golden than anything we've ever had of you just absolutely blowing up.
It was better than no, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I don't know, I don't want to do that.
I'm about to rip my effing head off or whatever that was.
Yeah, what was that from?
I don't want to do that.
Remember that?
I think that was during a recorded spot meltdown.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I'm about to rip this effing place apart. That's what it was.
Because it was so cocky. Oh, it was just so hammer cocky.
Well, when it comes to that, I'm pretty arrogant and pretty cocky. Must admit.
Yeah.
I wish we had it.
I know.
Wish we did, but we don't.
Wish we did, but we don't.
Well, one thing. thing we do have, though, is more baseball talk. Baseball is at the mathematical halfway point. Just about every team is. The Rangers are. They start their mathematical second half tonight, and we will take a look at who's where and why next.